We're back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here, and it's my privilege to bring in a guy that just had lunch with the president, Governor Rick Scott of Florida. Hey, Rick.
Good morning. Yep, I'm about to go in to have lunch.
Oh, I thought you had lunch already.
No, we're just about to go in and have lunch, and we're going to talk about the issues I want to talk to him about is Puerto Rico. I went there yesterday, talked about what I saw there. We're going to be also talking about the response in Irma, how we all did in Florida and what our needs are there. And then also want to talk about the dike at Lake Okeechobee, where, I want to make sure the federal government, they're 100% responsible for this, and I just want to make sure this site gets repaired.
What do you mean? What site? Can you expand on that?
But we have in Okeechobee, one of the biggest lakes in the country, there's a dike. And I'm trying to make sure the federal government starts funding it to get the dike completely repaired. So, when we have another hurricane or we have significant rain events, we don't have to worry about the safety of all the people around the dike.
Gotcha. All right. So where would you say Florida's recovery is at right now compared to, where we were 2 weeks ago?
Everybody's got their power back. If there's any power outages, it's very rare right now. Everybody's got their power back. Our roads are all open. They were trying to make sure tourism gets started again. Where our biggest issues are, it's one, debris removal, and it's primarily in the southern part of the state, and in the Keys. And then in the Keys, we've got significant housing issues. We have from Cudjoe Key to Big Pine Key, so about 23 miles north of Key West to the 7 Mile Bridge. We had unbelievable devastation there. Basically, it was sort of what I saw in Puerto Rico yesterday. And so we got housing issues there. We are continuing to have some debris issues there. The big issue there is debris removal and getting people back into to homes. That area is a lot of where our workers are that work in the tourism industry. And so we got to get our economy going again because all those individuals, they're not paid big salaries. They're paid by the hour. They're paid through tips and all these things. And so they're getting back in the homes and get them back into their jobs. So we're going to be open for business in the Key West starting October 1. We've already had our first cruise ship there. So we're just working now to get our economy back going again.
I want you to hear what Lieutenant General Russell Henry made his name for many people after Katrina, Cut 23, said about our president.
The president has shown again, he don't give a damn about poor people. You don't give a damn about people of color. And the SOB that rides around in Air Force One is denying services needed by the people of Puerto Rico. I hate to say it that way, but there's no other way to say it.
What's your response?
Well, here's what I saw in Florida. The president was decisive. He made a decision very quickly to call, gave us a declaration, a pre-landfall declaration, which is unusual. During the storm in Irma, he gave it to us, a major declaration. I've been working with FEMA on a daily basis. This takes everybody there. What I saw in Puerto Rico is there's an unbelievable amount of resources there. Here's the big issues in Puerto Rico right now. They have enough fuel in Puerto Rico. The issue is to getting that out. They need more trucks. And they need more truck drivers. So that's their biggest issue now. They got a problem that they're going to have more rain, and so they have a flash flood warnings again there now. But their big issue right now is that here's the difference between Puerto Rico and Florida. In Florida, we had 60,000 people doing repair of our power system. Puerto Rico right now only has 5% of people with power, only 28% of the people with their cell phone service. The difficulty is you can't just drive to Puerto Rico and bring in all these assets like you could in Florida. And so, and then the other problem, Brian, I think people don't realize about Puerto Rico is we all know it's an island, and so it takes, you got to go by air or by boat to get there. But the other problem is you have a whole bunch of pockets of little towns where there's one road in. If that road is blocked because of debris, if that road is out because of the rain, then their only way in is through air. And so I know what I saw over there. Everybody's working really hard.
Right, but totally how about the fact that – how about the perspective, Governor, that this lieutenant general, who I think is a great guest, he signed with CNN so we don't use him anymore, says the president doesn't like poor people or people of color?
That's not been my experience. And let's remember that. We're at a time where we ought to be focused on making sure everybody's safe, how we restore these individuals to their jobs, to their schools, and all those things, there'll be plenty of time down the road. If somebody wants to blame somebody for a response effort, but right now, let's focus on the important thing. Let's make sure everybody's safe. Let's make sure we solve each issue every day. Get the food and water around Puerto Rico. Let's make sure we work on getting the power restored. But actually, their biggest issue now is they need truck drivers. They need trucks to get the fuel out of the ports so people can get some power back, whether it's their home, their hospital, their nursing home, their skilled nursing facility, all these things. They need these truck drivers and trucks to get the fuel out of the ports. I had a different issue in Florida. I was short of fuel. Their issue, they've got the fuel. They need now more drivers. And I know that's – I was with the Governor Rossello yesterday. I know he is absolutely committed to the island, and I have to commit to everybody. You can just see it in his heart. And so what I'm doing is I'm going to do everything I can to help them with each issue. Florida's in a unique position to help them because we've gone through similar issues,
right?
And we have similar agencies.
I understand. So talking to Governor Rick Scott, he's kind enough before he goes and has lunch with the president to give us a few minutes talking about Florida's needs, their recovery. And I tell you, if nothing else, my brother works for ServPro. So he's been in. He went from Houston over to Florida, and he's been actually working in the Keys, helping people. And he's just amazed at the organization amongst the chaos that you put forward as governor over in Florida, and as well as in Texas. In Puerto Rico, they just named a 3-star general to take command. The critics would say, "I wish we've done this 8 days earlier." You know what it's like to deal with a catastrophe. Should we have had a military officer there earlier?
Well, you know, look, I don't know, I'm not in the blame game. I'm in the help people game. So I know when I was there yesterday and I was meeting everybody I met with whether National Guard, I met with the governor, I met with a variety of people, and we had already had a conference call with their agencies this morning to say how can we be helpful. I know what I saw is everybody's working really hard. We can always figure out after the fact when should you bring in certain things. I know in Florida, I mean, I've gone through a lot of hurricanes in my business life. I'm a business guy, and I've gone through it as governor, so I know when to get certain assets. But let's remember, this devastated their entire island.
I know.
Right? And their island is totally different than trying to take care of a state. It's totally different. You can't get the resources in as fast.
But from the guy you know, this president has no different agenda for a person of color as opposed to a white person. And I think that statement, having known Donald Trump for 20 years, that statement I find very disturbing.
My experience with the president is he cares about people. I was talking, he came down to Florida. Now it's been, 10 days ago? We were already talking about, what to do, what he wanted to try to accomplish for Puerto Rico. But right now, I know everybody's working hard, so I'm just trying to do my best to help them issue by issue. This governor in Puerto Rico is working his tail off, trying to take care of all of his citizens. Our job is, how can we as Americans, in my case, how can we as Floridians, how can we help them? We have a lot of people from Puerto Rico that live in Florida, have family and friends. We're going to step up and do everything we can to be helpful.
All right. And finally, Senator, when are you going to decide if you're going to run to be senator?
I've got an existing job. That's in 2018. This is 2017. What I'm focused now is I'm working on our ports to get things to Puerto Rico. I'm working on our schools to make sure that our kids can get in-state tuition. If they have kids coming here for K-12 to Florida, I'm going to help them make sure they get them to the right schools. I'm going to help solve problems right now.
Governor Rick Scott, thanks so much for the quality time and all our affiliates in Florida. Certainly glad to hear from you and what you're doing for Puerto Rico. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for your show.